Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's South African Offshore Fishing Report on Angler News South Africa. I am your host, Vanessa Green. And guys, looks like South African offshore fishing is still on its purple patch because the fishing is still going on quite good. Even though KZN has had probably what's called their second flood for the year, the water has cleared up quite quickly and there is fish out there. And if KZN has got some fish, wait until you hear what's happening on the east and west coast, because it is certainly boiling over with the species that are coming out. So without further ado, let's kick off this week's show, starting off on the KZN north coast, Sodwana Bay to be exact. And we've got reports that marlin has slowed down, clearly, but the cooter is still coming out. So Sodwana, if you're heading up there, certainly keep those cooter rigs ready. Now moving on to St. Lucia and Cape Vidal, where we've got Mr. Jeff Ashwood with this week's fishing report, and this is what he had to say.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from Flatbike Fishing St. Lucia, giving a report on deep sea fishing. St. Lucia is fishing well. Lots of snook around and a few kuta here and there. Vidal, on the other hand, is a little more quiet. Last week there were a few kuta around, but apparently today it was pretty quiet. So the guys are hoping with the north wind blowing tomorrow, it'll change at Vidal. But yeah, there are a few also hearing of one or two dories still coming out, but their season's almost done. Till the next fish, guys. Be safe, everybody.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. It is great to have you back. So, St. Lucia, Cape Vidal, we've got snook, cooter, and dorado on the bite. But it is that last round for the dorado. Now, moving on to Richards Bay, where we've got Ellie with the freshest fishing report, because she has just hopped off the boat before she sent this over. This is what Ellie's report of Richards Bay is all about.
Hi, Vinesh. It's Ellie again. So even though Richards Bay had the bad weather on the weekend, some people made an attempt to still go out fishing. On Friday, the reverse current was extremely strong, but the bottoms were still active. I also managed to land a 4.7 kg catfish rockfish. Some other anglers also managed to land a few snook for the day. On Sunday at our estuary, another angler decided to put his rods out even though it was pouring with rain. He caught a salmon that weighed about 6 kg, and in our harbour, everywhere you looked, there were birds, smashes of razorbillies, scats and shads, but there was still no luck for the garricks. Until next time, tight lines everyone.
Thank you so much for that, Ellie, and well done on that catfish rockout. What a fantastic fish with a beautiful size coming out there. Now moving further down the north coast into Imtenzini Banks, where we've got Nick with this week's fishing report. Here we go, Nick.
Good afternoon, Vanessa. Last week, before the weather turned, I'm telling you, I think it turned on Friday or Thursday, the guys got some nice sized shad, some snappers, spinner sharks. They obviously go back, they seem to be breeding out of season as far as I'm concerned. If my memory serves me correct, they're normally more towards the back of winter, early spring breeders. I don't know what's going on with them, but yeah, they're great fun to catch. From the weekend, obviously anybody in KZN would have had a tough time to catch anything. The sea was still not settled on Monday, which was yesterday. The colour is very dirty at the moment. It's because the water that's come down from Matikulu to Gela made its way up here quite quickly. I think the wind helped that, the south wind blowing, so it's very discoloured. Some guys say that it's good for cobs now. We have been catching a lot of cob in the area recently, which again is early. So maybe, maybe this weekend it'll be good. Deep sea, guys went out on Thursday, about 3 or 4 boats, and they caught cooter, amberjack, and snook. Then our river is really, really dirty at the moment, very muddy. You can actually see where the little streams that come into the river from, like between the sugar cane. That water coming in, it actually makes your colour line. It must have, deep sea. When you get your colour line, it sinks, between river water and this cleaner water coming in. You can actually see the sand particles in the river. The guys have been catching green and the candle barracuda and now and again a little cob. Nothing big yet. Guys, they're not fishing into the evening. I always believe that the best time to catch cob is, when the sun's going down into the darkness with live bait. It's going to be an interesting weekend, but I think the river will be unplayable for quite a while.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. And yes, we certainly hope that river clears out as quick as the sea has. Now moving on down to your areas of Sinkwazi, Stanga, Tinlimena, and Balito. Well, guys, the snook is still on the bite. There's still some nice cooter coming out. Well, they're not coming out as thick as they were the last few weeks, but they are certainly good sizes that has been reported. And of course, the bottom fishing has been on the up and up. And one of the talks of the town has certainly been the half cob that's been on the bite. And moving on to Durban, we've got Brad Krobler from Linsky Fishing Charters, who's going to be telling us all about everyone jumping on the bandwagon with the cob. But more importantly, he is talking about fishing for the future, which is my favorite topic. Here's Brad Krobler's report.
Well, good day, guys. This is Brad here from Linsky. The fishing report for the last week. Well, Monday to Thursday, it was pretty good. We had some nice bottom fishing. Some really nice fish coming out, nice rock hard, slingered soldiers, and some tall soldiers in the very deep. Then the rain came, and that pretty much destroyed everything for the rest of the couple of days. But during the week, we also managed to get a lot of half cob. Now, everyone seems to have been jumping on the bandwagon and getting the half cob. Guys, please remember, there's a bag limit and a size limit. Half cob, 40 centimeters. You're only allowed to have 5 in your possession, and only one over 1.1 meter. So it's 5, 4 small ones and one over 1.1 meter. Guys, keep this in mind. Make sure we keep our stocks alive for the future. Thank you very much, and guys, tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Guys, as Brad said, we cannot reiterate it enough, and we constantly harp on it on our shows, that we have to fish for the future. This is the only reason we are enjoying the spoils right now, is by preserving our stocks. And our future generations are not going to enjoy what we have if we do not adhere to these bag limits and size limits that are put into place for a reason. Now, moving on with the fishing into Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, well, we've got Brian with this week's fishing report. And this is what Brian has come back with.
Hi, Vinish. Yes. Before the rain we had over the past weekend, the fishing was pretty good. The guys were getting some bottom fish, not much game fish. Here and there you hear of a cooter somewhere, but more than likely either not in Toti, Scottsboro, Safa the South, or even Durban produced one or two fish I heard. But locally there's been a few bottom fish, variety, some rockhod, some various reds. Some of the guys have been going out in the evening. So if they're going out in the evening, means there must be some dogger or heelbeck around. I have heard reports of Durban, there's been some beck there. Guys are fishing tonight actually for the beck off Durban. So when the rains hit, sadly that put a damper on everything. However, much to my delight, I can already see a colour line, and today's only Wednesday, so the water is already clearing up. However, the swell is starting to build itself up again. We've got a 2 meter swell predicted for the weekend. Not sure how much fishing the guys are going to do in my area. But yeah, generally since the rain, it's been pretty, very slow. I don't even know if the guys have been going out or not. I haven't even seen anybody launch. Normally you see a couple of trailers on the beach, but I haven't. Not these last few days. But with the water improving, hopefully we can look forward to some more great weather. The weather seems to be very stable for the next week and a bit, so hopefully the fishing will improve. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Brian. Always great to have your input, and having your ears on the ground makes it so much easier getting into those fishing zones. Now, as Brian said, the weather was good, went bad, but it is certainly shaping up to be a good weekend. The conditions are looking good, a few big seas, but still very fishable. Now, moving on to the lower end of the South Coast, into Margate and Shirley Beach, we've got Jan from Lucky Sands Fishing Charters, and this is his report of what's been going on in his area.
Good day, all fellow fishermen and friends. This is Jan from Shirley Beach, Lucky Sands Charters. Fishing has been very poor after the rains, but the water has improved since Tuesday, and a few bottom fish came out, although no tunas. On Wednesday we got quite a couple of tunas and good bottom fish, so it looks like it's improving. Big captain finds and big stumpies, so let's see how it goes in the next week. We'll report back again on how it went.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. So guys, as Jan was saying, and to reiterate about our KZN fishing report for the week, the conditions was bad, but turned out to be good, and the fish is coming on the bite, tuna and bottom fish. And that's pretty much been the report of our KZN coastline, as well as, like Brad mentioned earlier, the half cob that's been on the bite. There has been a few boats going out for keelback fishing, so we can only assume that next week we are going to get a very good fishing report. Now moving out of KZN and into the Eastern Cape, where we always start off with our correspondent John Liu from East London. But John is still in Iceland, and although he's in Iceland, he's still providing us with a report. Now the guys has not started fishing the competition yet. It's been practice days and getting a good feel of the conditions on water. But the competition kicks off this Friday the 27th, and although John is in Iceland, he still managed to send us a bit of a report. This is what John had to say about what's going on there at the moment.
Yeah, hi Vinesh. Just to report back, the team is still in Iceland. The competition hasn't started yet. We had five practice days in Akureyri, and we've now moved 400-500 kilometers to the venue in Sudavik. The competition starts on Friday. So we've got one more practice day here on Thursday, and then the competition starts on Friday. So we've got two off days, which is a much needed rest at the moment, and we're busy going through all our tackle and doing tackle prep so that we can be ready for our practice day on Thursday and then the competition on Friday. Yeah, we'll be home next Tuesday, so I'll chat to you next week. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, John. We wish you all the best. We wish the Proteas all the best. And guys, bring back that gold. Now moving out of John's area, which was not a report from East London, but we will get that next week. We are in Port Elizabeth, where we are chatting with Lando from Alcock Brothers. And Lando has a report of the local stockfish derby, which he was talking about last week. This is Lando's full report of what's been going on.
Hi guys, just doing the report on the Port Elizabeth area. Yes, we've just had the stockfish derby, was this last weekend. The guys had some great catches of stock. So the competition was obviously a success, and the small boats and the bigger boats had a good time, and they came out with some decent catches. Then also friends of ours have been catching a lot of yellowtail. You know, the yellowtail have been from 4 kilos to around about 12 kilos, so good fishing at the moment. Then there's also been some good keelback. The guys that have been fishing the inshore reefs have been getting lots of bustermun and elf, and the fishery is in a good way at the moment. I mean, like I've said in the last couple of weeks, we still got the bait fish, so you know there are still some bonitas and some tuna. And in general, the fishing is actually, because the conditions have been a lot better than normal, the fishing has actually been really good lately. And I think it's all also because of all the sardines that we're having. You know, the sardine run is going to come up soon, so there's been a lot of excess sardines, shoals being all over the PE area, so we've been very lucky there. And that's why, and the water temperature has been great. You know, we've had like 20 to 22 degrees, so the fishing for the guys on the side and on the boats has really been consistent. You know, we're having 2-3 days a week that you actually can get out, so guys, get out there. The fishing's still good. Don't think just because it's winter, coming on to winter, that there's no fish around in the port of Port Elizabeth area. There are definitely lots of fish to be caught. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one. Cheers. Bye.
Wow, Lando, what a fantastic report. It certainly can't get any much better than what Lando has just spoken about. You got perfect weather conditions, you got perfect water conditions, you've got lots of fish, and you've got a variety of fish. And well done to everyone on that stockfish derby that just took place. Now, moving on down to Jeffreys Bay and Cape St. Francis, where we've chatted with Theo, who is with Angling and Marine, and Theo has reported that there has been some good yellowtail tuna and lots of cob, as well as good reports of keelback, and the water conditions are looking fairly good for this weekend as well. So now moving on from there into the heart of the Western Cape, kicking it off in Gordon's Bay, where conditions this past week has been hot and cold, but there has been boats going out and there has been some fantastic reports of the tuna that's still on the bite. Some very good catches, as well as some snook that's been reported as well. Now, our next report comes from Somerset West, where we've got Rudy with this week's fishing report. And this is the latest, freshest fishing report. It has come through at 8 o'clock on the 26th of May. And we are bringing this to you, well, first thing tomorrow morning. So, this is what the latest report out of Somerset West is.
How's it, buddy? This week's report, the weekend, past weekend, the Oaks went out to Cape Point side. The boats had some good yellowtail. The kayak Oaks that went out had good yellowtail. And then also a couple of snook amongst the yellowtail that came out. So, yeah, Cape Point was cooking with the yellowtail, you know, on the bite. Yeah, and then, like I say, a couple of decent, solid, firm snook between them. Not those, you know, the certain time of the year, the snook aren't very... The meat are sort of mushy, if you can call it that. I don't know the exact English word for that. But the snook was good. Good snook. Good condition. And then a couple of redfish that came out inside the bay itself. Couple of good Romans. Yeah, that's about it. I haven't heard much from the offshore side with the tuna. I'm also waiting for the opportunity to go again, but I think season is sort of coming to an end now for the tuna. But yeah, currently that's all I have for you as a report on what's going on my side, sorry. And I'll speak to you soon. Go well that side. Cheers, buddy.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. Well, looks like the yellowtail and snook is continuing in the Western Cape, and the Cape Point is certainly the place to be. Now, another place to be is Hout Bay, where we've got Sean with this week's fishing report, who's always excited about the fishing. Good or bad, he is getting the job done.
Hey, afternoon all from Hout Bay. It's been a good week so far. Monday saw the first day of Tuna Nationals out. Some really good fish caught by the team Western Province, captained by Matt Preen. They got 3 yellowfin on 10 kilo line. Some fish up in the 87 kilo class on 10 kilo. Lying second at the moment is the Sadsa team. A nice fish by Chris Pike. Fish of 57 kilos. And there's still plenty of fish out there, guys. We're all out tomorrow. Today, the weather has kept us in the harbour. But Wednesday, Thursday are two really good days, with Friday as an option as well. The weekend looks like possibly a blowout. But there's still plenty of fish around. Plenty of yellowfin, plenty of longfin, plenty of dorado. All the flood stuff that came from Durban has ended up here now. Lots of trees floating around, lots of sugarcane with barnacles, and lots of dorado. So yeah, that's it. Tight lines. Enjoy the week. We'll chat later.
Thank you so much for that, Sean. Fantastic report. Great to hear that there is all that amount of tuna that's coming out. We do apologize about sending our debris off the flood along to you, but it also brought about that dorado. So don't complain too much. At least there is some fish out that came with it. Now, continuing with the fishing, we have Linton Nockey with to round off our Western Cape report. And this is what Linton had to say about fishing in and around Western Cape over this past week.
Fishing report for the weekend, I think it was pretty decent. Let's start off chatting about the boats in the deep. They did get yellowfin tuna, but a lot of the commercials moved off to the west coast to go catch snook, more money there. monster snook, beautiful snook. The fish were deckload, up to 100 a man. On the rock and surf side, there's been, again, chalyun, boar chalyun, blacktails, and some of the guys caught white stembrass. There's a lot of young white stembrass. Guys, these fish must be put back into the water. They are species that are slowly being wiped out. You are entitled to keep one if you have your fishing permit. Remember, 60 centimeters and above to keep one. Try not to take a photo, rather put it back into the water. Langebaan Lagoon wasn't that productive. Couple of white stump that came out. I see on the Mossel Bay side, there was a lot of big white stembrass, and they were caught on sand crab. Furthermore, to report, Clanmont Hunklip also just pulled out the chalyun, and that's about it for now. I haven't heard of anything else more entertaining, but I heard that Ryan Williamson at Cape Verde got a bus of a marlin. So kudos to him. That's me for now.
Thank you so much for that, Linton. Another fantastic report from you. A great detailed report. And yes, guys, as Linton mentioned, we must put that white stembrass back. Guys, our species are being depleted. We have to fish for the future. We have to fish for our future generations so they can enjoy the spoils that we have right now. So all in all, yes, we have been spoiled. There is some good fishing to be predicted for the weekend coming up. There is fish all along our coastline. Eastern Cape is certainly the area to be. But as we reported all over, there is something to be caught, and you do not have to travel too far out of your area to get it. Guys, as always, this is Angler News South Africa, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, and wherever you are listening to this, please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, and comment. Let us know what you feel, what your catches are, what you want to hear about, areas that we are not possibly touching on. We try to cover it all and try to bring you the best possible results to make sure you get on the right fishing spot, but we need to hear from you, so make sure you get in touch with us. Guys, once again, this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Please give them a call, because not only do they cover your personal watercrafts, they will also cover your home and vehicle and personal insurance as well. And it's always great to support those that support you. So guys, once again, McChrystal Insurance Brokers. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm. Always remember to respect your bag limits and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.